Conscious Astrology Navigating Tithi, Ikadashi. Hi, welcome to Consciousness Podcasts. In this season, we analyze the Hindu Vedic calendar system of Panchanga with respect to consciousness principles. We continue with Tithi, the emotional body, which plays a crucial role in understanding your emotional patterns and personality traits throughout life. Today we explore Ekadashi Tithi. Let us begin. Ekadashi Tithi Overview. What is Ekadashi Tithi? Ekadashi is the 11th Tithi, lunar phase, of the waxing, Shukla Paksha, or waning, Krishna Paksha, moon. It occurs when the moon is 132 degrees ahead of the sun in the zodiac. This Tithi represents introspection, spirituality, and a connection to higher consciousness. Ekadashi is associated with fasting, purification, and inner clarity, emphasizing the importance of rest, detachment, and introspection for renewal and healing. Personality traits. People born on Ekadashi Tithi are introspective, restful, and intuitive. They are naturally attuned to their subconscious mind and often possess a deep understanding of their emotional world. Ekadashi-born individuals tend to seek peace and avoid chaotic environments, favoring simplicity and solitude to recharge their energy. However, their introspective nature can lead to overthinking, emotional withdrawal, and indecision. They may struggle with balancing rest and action, often preferring to retreat rather than confront external challenges head-on. Astrological significance. In a chart, Ekadashi Tithi represents the emotional need for rest, reflection, and spiritual nourishment. This Tithi highlights the importance of embracing solitude without isolating oneself and the need to balance introspection with proactive engagement. Ekadashi-born individuals thrive when they create harmonious spaces for rest and creativity, but must be mindful not to let self-reflection turn into escapism. Consciousness principles for navigating Ekadashi. 1. Consciousness seeks renewal through stillness. Consciousness values periods of stillness and rest as essential components of growth and healing. It finds clarity in moments of silence and solitude. Application. Ekadashi individuals are naturally drawn to introspection and rest, but may become too withdrawn or hesitant to engage with the outside world. Consciousness encourages them to embrace rest as a preparatory phase for inspired action. Practice active rest by incorporating meditative activities such as mindful walking or creative journaling. Schedule regular moments of silence to cultivate mental clarity and emotional renewal. Use affirmations such as, "Rest prepares me for meaningful action," to reframe rest as a strength rather than avoidance. 2. Consciousness thrives on spiritual simplicity. Consciousness seeks to simplify, releasing unnecessary distractions to focus on what truly matters. Application. Ekadashi-born individuals often seek peace through simplicity, but may become overly attached to minimalist routines, fearing complexity or change. Consciousness invites them to embrace simplicity as a way to create space for purposeful action rather than avoidance. Identify and release unnecessary emotional burdens by reflecting on what no longer serves personal growth. Practice gratitude for simple moments that bring peace, such as a quiet sunrise or a mindful breath. Maintain a daily essentials practice, focusing only on meaningful tasks that nourish the mind and soul. 3. Consciousness embraces flow over control. Consciousness flows with life rather than seeking to control every aspect of it. It trusts the process of unfolding rather than rushing outcomes. Application. Ekadashi individuals may feel overwhelmed by decisions, leading to overthinking and emotional stagnation. Consciousness invites them to trust their intuition and release the need to perfect every choice. Engage in decision-making sprints by setting small time frames to make simple choices without overanalyzing. Use intuition-based exercises, such as selecting activities based on what feels most aligned at the moment. Reflect on times when trusting instincts led to positive outcomes to build confidence in flow-based living. Consciousness expands through inner alignment and outer engagement. Consciousness thrives when inner calm aligns with purposeful action in the external world. Application. Ekadashi-born individuals may become comfortable in states of introspection, leading to avoidance of external responsibilities. Consciousness encourages them to use periods of rest as fuel for meaningful contribution. Set small, actionable goals to balance introspection with external engagement. Plan restorative activities, such as spending time in nature or practicing yoga, followed by proactive steps in their goals. Reframe external tasks as opportunities to express inner peace and creativity rather than burdens. Suggested consciousness actions to overcome Ekadashi challenges. 1. Quiet reflection ritual. Dedicate 10 minutes each morning to mindful breathing and observing thoughts without judgment. 2. Simplicity journal. Write down one emotional or physical clutter to release each week, creating space for peace and focus. 3. Intuitive action practice. Choose one daily task based on intuition rather than strict planning, reinforcing trust and flow. 4. Balance check-ins. At the end of the day, reflect on whether rest and engagement felt balanced, adjusting routines accordingly. By aligning with these consciousness-aligned actions, Ekadashi-born individuals can harness their introspective strengths and cultivate a balanced life of rest, renewal, and inspired action. This allows them to navigate both their inner world and external responsibilities with grace and clarity, fostering harmony between stillness and purposeful living.